Welcome to the Daf Yomi. We're holding in Truma's Daf Tzadik Gimel, the Oiz Vahadur edition, Perek Asiri, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting from the fourth line in the Gemara and Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Matib Shechitim coined the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you have a bread of wheat, the bread of wheat does not draw, it does not suck the smell of the wine, and therefore it doesn't have an Isser of Truma. Says the Gemara, Chiti milamaton v'soyu milamalon. If the bottom bread on the barrel is wheat, and above the bottom bread there's another bread which is made out of barley, k'shem shein chitim shavois kach ein aseoyim shavois. The same way the wheat doesn't suck the smell of the wine, the barley will not either, because the barley is being protected by the wheat bread. There's a separation between the barley and the barrel with the wheat, and the wheat doesn't suck. But if the barley bread is on the barrel and the wheat bread is above that, the meaning the barley sucks the smell, so the wheat which is touching the barley will be affected as well. Because the wheat is not only sucking the smell, it's actually touching the barley. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Shein Tam Kemoi. We talk about the cumin, and we spoke over there that the reichel, the smell, Is it a problem or not? That's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Ma'uli tzlois shnei shibudim. Can a person put two spits, echad shebosa shchuto, echad shebosa nevelo, one of kosher meat and one of treif, one of nevelo meat, betanu reichot? Can you put both in one oven? Because what's the problem? The problem is they smell from each other. Is reichot milso not milso? Is the smell a problem? Rav Yirmiyahu Amar b'shem Rav Asur, v'Shmuel Amar b'shem Levi Mutar. It's machlokes Rav and Levi. Do we say Recha Milso or Recha Lav Milso? Says the Gemara, Pligo Mastisol Rav. We have a brisa against Rav. Ain't Sodom Shnei Psochim Betor Nechad. You should not put two Korban Pesach in one oven. Pipriat Arav is because they may get mixed up, and then one will take the wrong Pesach. We know each Korban Pesach belongs to a specific Minuim, people that are part of that Korban. They have to, before the Korban is being shechted, they have to decide which group belongs to which Korban. You don't want it to get mixed up. So says the Gemara, Lo Yomru, only pray Taruvis. The only problem is maybe you'll mix up between the meats. Hashalim pray Taruvis, Loy. But if you know which meat it is, then Mashal will be no problem. So Mashal, the Reicho La Milsa, the smell is not a problem. So Mashal, the you see from here, Raya against Rav like Levi. Now, according to Rav, the way to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah said that when you have cumin, it's not a problem, is because the cumin is completely burned before you put the bread into the oven. So that's why here everybody agrees, Reicha La Milsa, the smell is not a problem, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the more Meit Satri. The way Reb Chaim explained Satri is the plant called Ezov. And this plant is a Truma only Midirabbanan. Because Ezov is not food unless you decide to make it food, but usually it's not food. So the Truma is only Midirabbanan. So therefore, the water that comes out of it is in the Machlekes, Rav and Levi, does it have a din of Truma or not? Because it's only Truma Derabanan, does the liquid, does the juice that come out of it, have also a din of a Truma? So made Tzatzri, the water of Tzatzri, Rav Amar Asur, even though it's only Derabanan, Shmuel Amar Mutar, because with Derabanan, only the actual food is Truma, not the water that comes out of it. Aichel Shmuel, Rav made Tzatzri, but Shmuel fed Rav made Tzatzri, because Shmuel held his Mutar, and some of the first you learn from here, the Rav changed his mind, because Shmuel will not force Rav to be over Isser according to his Shita. Hadin Tavio, this roast, meaning when you want to roast meat, Rav Chia Ba'ashi B'Shem Rav, the Rav Chia Ba'ashi in the name of Rav, he says the way you do it is, Meshagilei B'Cheruso. You allow to roast it with the wood of Cheruso, which is the wood of the palm tree. What does it mean? So explains the Rav Chaim. When you have a tree which is Truma, a person came and said that the fruits of this tree will all be Truma. We're talking about, can you take the wood, the branch of that tree? So by a palm tree, the wood, the branch, has no din Truma. So even if he said this whole tree is Truma, the only thing that becomes Truma is the fruits, not the branch. Therefore, he can use the branch to make a roast out of it. We'll see in the Mishnah we're going to right now that doesn't apply to another type of tree, where there the wood will become din of Truma. Says the Mishnah, Tilton. Tilton is a type of plant that the eitz and the pri, meaning the seed and the branch, they have the same taste. You're able to taste and eat the actual branch itself. Shenaflo l'toich habor shomayim, it fell into a pit of water. B'truma v'maisa sheni, In a regular case of true and ma'aseh sheni, yesh bazeh k'dilton tam avaloi beit. So when you have this tilton, the branch doesn't have din truma, even though it does have a taste of food. Only the seed, only the actual fruit, has a din of truma. So if the tree with the seed fell into the water, and it's nois and tam, it gives taste into the water, you have to come and try to figure out what's giving the taste. If the branch is giving the taste, so then there's no problem, because the branch doesn't have a din of truma. But if the seed is giving the taste, so then it is a problem. So you have to figure out what is giving taste to the water. Continues the Mishnah Namud Beis, ubeshviz v'kilei hakeren and v'hegdish, but when we talk about Shemitah, or we talk about kilayim, we talk about hegdish, im yesh bazeru ubeitz kedel tentam. There the branch does have gedusha. Shemitah, also the branch gets gedusha. Hegdish, also the branch gets gedusha. By kilayim, you now eat the branch too. The reason why Shemitah is a problem, because animals can eat it. So in all these cases, the branch also has gedusha. So when it falls into the water, you have to, the nois and tam is determined not only on the zera, but also on the branch itself. Continues the Mishnah, Mishayulo chavile tilton, shokili akarem yidolko. If someone has this tilton, this plant, that grew in a vineyard and made it into kilayim, and it's chavilos, chavilos means it's bundles, so it is chashuv, so you have to come and burn the whole thing. And even if you have much more to be mevatel, you have, and by kilayim, you go based on 200. So even if you have 200 heter and only one iser, it's still you have to come and burn it, because it's dover chashuv, the fact that it is in bundles. Ayul chavil tilton shel tevel. He has bundles which are tevel, that they have truma in it. Koitesh, first thing is you should grind the whole thing. Umichashiv kama zer yesh behem. You should figure out how much seed there's in there, how much fruits there's in there. Umafish is a zera, veinu tzich lafish is eitz. Then it does truma only on the zera, not on the eitz, not on the branch. The branch is not food, even though it does have a taste of food. So you have to do truma only in the zera. So what do? First of all, you grind it, so you separate the seeds from the branch, and you do truma on the seeds only. But if you already made truma on the whole thing, and it did not grind it before, lo yoimech toish ve'tolet ha'etz ve'ten et ha'zera. You should not say, no, now they made a truma, now I'm going to grind it and take away the branches. That will not be truma, and only the seeds will be truma. Elo noten et ha'etz im ha'zera. No, now the eitz also has to have a din truma. So here's where Reb Chaim explains, going to what we spoke about before the Mishnah. By tilton, because the wood, because the branch has a taste like the fruit, if he made it truma, he called it truma, it becomes truma. Once he said this whole thing is truma, and the eitz is there as well, the eitz becomes truma as well. So now he has truma with the seeds and the eitz. And that's different what we spoke about with the palm tree. The palm tree, even though he says the entire tree is truma, only the fruits become truma, because you cannot eat the branches. But by tilton, you could eat the branches also have a din of truma. As Reb Chaim in parentheses, in brackets, he says, but it still is not oyser ben oyser tam. If it falls into a water, it won't make it oser, because it's only a din derabanan, it doesn't have a din deraisa of truma. But what's special about tilton, because tam eitzer piyo shave, the truma is chal on the branches as well. Says the Gemara of Ein Eitz Poigim, according to Reb Chaim, you don't agree with the next two words, meaning when wood falls into the water, doesn't it ruin the water? So you see from here, the one taste comes out, it's a bad taste, it's still aser. So the one, no. Even if you hold that a bad taste is mutter, he agrees it's aser. Whenever tilton falls into something, it makes it better. The branches of tilton are different than other branches, and even though usually branches ruin the water, the branch of tilton makes the water better. So it's not nois and tam nevgam. Continues the Gemara Mishayul chavile tilton. If someone has bundles of tilton, so it's choshuv. The kamei chavile, what's a bundle? It's 3 v'chamisha zirim. You have to have 25 branches. Omer b'yichon v'arbo minoin mito. By a bed, it's only 4. What does it mean by a bed, it's only 4? So we're just using here the lashon. The lashon of the Mishnah, in Maseches Kelim, it says that when a bed is dismantled, you have different pieces of the bed, it doesn't make kabel tumah. The only way a bed is mikabel tumah, it's if it's intact. What's an intact bed? It says the Mishnah, chavila. What's a chavila by a bed? So the explanation is, you have shtei aruchos v'shtei ktsoros, which means the two pieces of wood to the length of the bed, and the two pieces of wood to the width of the bed. When you have that square, so then the meat is considered to be intact. So the Mishnah there says, Amitos mitame when it's chavilo. What's chavilo? When all four pieces of wood are together. So you see, by chavilo regarding a bed, it means four pieces of wood, not 25. So just using the lashon, what does chavilo mean? Usually by a bundle means 25, by a bed it means four. Ketiras de gemayu chavilo tilton shel tevel. If he has the bundles of tevel, so then the question is, what do you do? So you see from here that while they're in bundles, before they're finished the process of preparing them to put them into the house, they already get tevel. So what do you see over here? They're bundles on their own, they're already considered to be ready to be used. When does tevel happen? Tevel happens only when the end of the process of preparing the food. Here you took these tiltons from the field, put into bundles, and right away there's tevel. That's what we said. We have an issue here. You have your tevel. How do you fix it? Masha, it's tevel already in a bundle. So why don't you say that also by bundles of wheat or barley, that when they're in a bundle, there should be chayav and truma, there should be tevel. We don't say that until you don't make a carry, until you don't make a pile out of them. Says the Gemara, ein mechnisan liken. He doesn't bring it into the house that way. Wheat and barley, even though you make bundles, still leave it in the field until you make a pile out of them. And only once you make a pile, then you bring it into the house. In other words, the malacha, gemar malachtam, is not finished the process until you reach the stage that it is that's a carry. So what about barrels of wine? Barrels of wine, you bring them in even if there's still seeds in them. You still bring, some people bring them into the house. And still you say they're not chayim and truma until the seeds are removed from the barrel. Once they're yishle v'yikfe, you have to take them out of the barrel. Only then you say that it's finished the process. Why? Some people bring these barrels into the house. And says the Gemara, ein giduleim leken. You're right, but usually people don't grow the grapes with a mindset that they're going to use it with the chatzonim. So even though some people do that, the majority of people don't do that. That's not the main derech to use the grapes. Ve'elu, but we're talking about tilton, machnisim leken, ve'giduleim leken. People bring them into the house as bundles, and that's what people have in mind when they grow them. Because you can eat the wood, you don't have to come and do more processing. You have the wood and seeds of tilton. Once you make a bundle, it's ready to be used, ready to be eaten, and that's why people take them. That's considered to be gemar melacha. Just to mention that we explain the gemara like we always do based on Chaim's pirush, but there's other pirushim over here. The Rashi Seulara, for example, except the chavio, he doesn't mean barrels of wine. It means taking in the kernels of wheat to make out of them kloyos. You dry them in the oven and they become sweet. So the Gemara asks, many times you take the kernels of the wheat and you bring them into the house even before you make a carry, before you make a big pile out of them. And the Gemara answers still, ein giduleim lekach, it's not the main purpose of the wheat, and that's why they're not chayav mitruma until you get to the stage of carry. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Tzadik Gimel.